Dear friends, as I said in my few marks, we thank God for our pastor. Shall we now sing together hymn number 3? My shepherd will supply my need. Jehovah is his name. In pastures fresh, he makes me feed beside the living stream. Friends, we could not just let an occasion like this go by without some tangible offering of goodwill toward our beloved pastor. So for the next few moments, there will be a little time allocated for presentations. Now, if I can call first on the elder deacon, Mr. John Firmer. Thank you.
Dear pastor, and all friends here, this is great. I feel it's a great honor for me to be given this, although I feel the least worthy of it. But as our pastor has been speaking to us this afternoon, I must say to you all that this is the word of the truth of the gospel that we hear so constantly here, which I know many of you in our congregation here now know much of the worth of this gospel. And we thank you all for being here with us today. We feel it is out of love and affection to our pastor and to us here. I, with our brother that spoke of being one that was brought here in arms, I myself was brought here the same, only an earlier generation. But as he said, his daughter, his wife, was one of the earliest named by our pastor. Well, she is another one of my family. She's my own niece. And I'm thankful that she and Ron, her husband, have been able to be here with us, and that the word has been effectual in their hearts. And I know that the word that was spoken by our late dear pastor, Mr. Littleton, was the same as has been spoken today. But I know, that in my own case, that it was till the word came with power from the Holy Spirit, it had no effect upon me. Although I loved the place, loved to be there, and that was all. But I feel that now, and I know it was the same for a few years after our pastor came, but I feel now that I have a greater love to the place, a great love and esteem for our pastor. And although we are just about the same age, I hope we shall journey on yet for a little while together, and that peace and unity will still abide with us here, and that we shall still hear the same words spoken as you've all heard today. And it is great pleasure. It's a great pleasure to me to give to our pastor the things which are now being brought up for to present to him. This, dear friends, is illuminated address which we've given to our pastor. We're giving him this and two cheers for his comfort, which we hope he will enjoy yet for a good season, from our own church and people at Forest Fold, and the rest, the money that has been collected from our cause, will go with that which has come from all our friends into the fund which we spoke to you of this morning. Now, this is the illuminated address. Our highly esteemed and beloved pastor, 1924 to 1974, Mr. Stanley Delves. We, the church and congregation, together with the Sunday school, worshipping at Forest Fold Baptist Chapel, Crowborough, desire to acknowledge the wonderful goodness of God in giving you to us and sustaining you these 50 years. In this we would exalt his name in all its fullness and blessedness. We present this address to convey the love and esteem in which you are held. We believe that through all these years as our minister, your one desire has been to exalt a precious Christ. You have not shunned to declare all the counsel of God, and through your gracious ministry, the lambs have been brought in and the sheep fed. As pastor, you have displayed a loving concern for the spiritual welfare of the flock under your charge, and have been untiring in your pastoral duties, in which your late dear wife so graciously shared, as many can testify. The Lord has owned and richly blessed the word of his grace among us. Long have been the years of your ministry. Great the mercies, deep the sorrows, and rich the joys. Many have been born again, many constrained to walk in the truth, and many comforted. We humbly thank our triune God that you have been given restoring mercies and strength, in enabling you to still preach the unsearchable riches of Christ at home and throughout the land, with much acceptance and blessing. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed all honor, praise, and glory, both now and forever. On behalf of the church and congregation, deacons John Fermer, John H. Ralph, Ronald D. Bishop, Ernest J. Constable, Percy P. Barker. This dear pastor, this illuminated address, and this is one of the chairs. There's another one, as you know, and I hope that you will be given strength to still continue here with us, and that you may enjoy the comfort of these chairs in your remaining years, whether be very short or whether it be longer. But we know, being about the same age, it cannot be very many years now. We've got well over the allotted span of life. But oh Lord, may the Lord still bless your labors amongst us here and elsewhere. And we know it will be your desire, it is for it to be all to the Lord's honor and glory. And may you still receive much blessing for yourself. So I'll ask you to receive these, dear Father.
The tribute of a most loving people. Well, John, I can't speak to you as Mr. Fermer. That's too cold and distant. You're my brother, John, and you, deacons of the church, and friends. I know not how to speak. I remember it was once said by a friend that Stanley Darrell's can always rise to an occasion, but I can't rise to this, and it's no use for me to attempt it. I can only say with all my heart a thank you. And throughout these long years, I've had the support of faithful men and faithful deacons, and some, of course, I could mention them all, but that's to no point now. But now I've come to the evening of my life and the evening of my ministry. I'm surrounded with faithful and affectionate and stable men in office in our church. and I know not how to thank God enough for them. They show me every esteem, pay every regard to what I say, consider my feelings in every matter. And what could a pastor have more than that from men around him? And I have faithful members, friends, and a few are still with us. There were members in the church when I first came. And another generation is rising up. Well, now, perhaps it's not necessary for me, John, to make a speech after what I've been saying today. So very thankfully, I accept these gifts from you. And perhaps I might just mention, lest there should be any misunderstanding or thought, that I said I did not wish for anything in the nature of a large amount of money to be given to me. I would have rather what was given in that way should be so established as to be a benefit to others in years to come. And so I feel quite content about that, but at the same time I appreciate to the full these kind and useful gifts. So I will take this then, John. Thank you very much. Shall I sit in the chair?
Yes, please.
No breath. Well, no, perhaps, John. You've given me these comfortable chairs. You'll allow me to retire with you and spend the rest of my time resting in it.
Not quite so fast, though.
If you could manage it.
Well. Thank you very much.
We're very, very thankful that although our beloved pastor, as you all know, lost his dear wife several years ago, we're thankful that he's got two lovely daughters. And so we felt that it would be the wish of all those gathered here that some little gift should be given to them. And so now we're going to call on their... Our brother, here it comes. Thank you.
Rachel. This is Rachel.
Yes.
Dear Pastor, I ask you to accept on behalf of Rachel this tea set. What did you say, 21 pieces?
41.
The 41 pieces. This is just a sample of it, which we feel we as a church and congregation give to them because of their love and affection amongst us and in the way they've helped their own father and their mother while she was yet alive and are still caring for their father. And look after him so kindly and do all that's possible to make his life comfort now that he is alone in that sense. May the Lord still spare them to him and spare him to them. So I'll ask you to accept this on behalf of Rachel.
Thank you very much. This is a very kind thought and of course, with all the feeling that I have today of thankfulness and affection, there is, of course, that sad feeling at the back of my mind that my dear wife is not here to receive with me the esteem and affection that would have been shown to her so very freely had she been permitted to live to this day. That is the one sad feeling that my wife, who was an ideal pastor's wife, she really was, and ideal in every way. That is to say, she was ideal in the sense that she would point out anything to me that she thought I wasn't doing that was right and proper, which is a very good thing in a pastor's wife, and she's the best one to do it. But her affection, her usefulness, her quietness, the confidence that the members had in her made it that her memory to this day is fragrant among us. But the Lord has spared to me my two daughters and my heart and my life is comforted and enriched with their affection and this wasn't my suggestion, but I'm very thankful that it was thought of, that seeing that my wife is not here to receive the esteem that would have been so due to her, my two daughters, in that sense, can receive it and accept it. Thank you very much indeed, John.
So, dear pastor, I ask you to accept these coffee tables for Christine. We must still know them by their Christian names. They've been brought up amongst us. We've seen them grow up. And now Christine is not able to do so much for her father as she would do, but she's got her own husband and family to care for, and it is a way. But I know it's a great comfort to our pastor that he can so often go and stay with her. And I know that she does all that she can possibly do to help him and to comfort him. And may she be able to enjoy this small present from us as a church and congregation for many years. So, Pastor, I'd ask you to accept them on behalf of us.
John. Regard to Christy Rachel, and I'm so very thankful in the Lord's providence now, Christine and my son-in-law John and my granddaughter and grandson are able to be with us so much as they are. Life is never the same when you've lost your partner, but as far as anything can fill in that loss and that gap, my two daughters have lovingly done. Thank you, John.
Well, I'm sorry, Pastor, but this is still not all. Not really sorry, but you look so comfortable there. I'm now going to call on to Brother Mr. Ernest Constable, who is a deacon and also a Sunday school superintendent. Thank you, Brother Ernest.
Dear Pastor, if I may, your brethren, friends, speak to our pastor with much thankfulness to be privileged to be here. Many things have been said today, many testimonies to the life of the word that you have preached have been given, much thankfulness expressed for the benefit of receiving by your means that gospel. I also can add my testimony to that which has been said. I was thinking, I was brought to Forest Fold when I was a baby and named by Mr. Littleton, but it was over 20 years before I came to know Forest Fold and to hear the gospel preached by Mr. Dells. And then I found that it was life and power to my soul. And like was said this morning, one does wonder at it, why the Lord is so very gracious to such poor sinners. But now, dear pastor, though I am least of all, yet I'm here representing that which is, I feel, not the least of your responsibilities as a pastor, to stand before you to speak to you of the Sunday school. For there has been a Sunday school at Forest Fold for nearly as long as there has been a church. And it is a responsibility for a pastor. It has been for 50 years for our pastor, Mr. Delves. It was for 50 years before for the pastor, Mr. Littleton. The very hours of our Sunday school make it that it is not possible for our pastor to come in very often to our Sunday school, but we're very thankful when he is able to, and we are well aware of his labours for us in his prayers and his guidance and instruction to us as teachers, and his help in so many ways. It must gladden your heart, dear pastor, to see some of our Sunday school sitting before you this afternoon. And I do feel that it is a very, very important part of Forest Fold. We do thank you for that which you do in respect of the Sunday school. In your labours, many of them, most of them probably, are secret. And now the Sunday school felt they would like to give you some little token of their esteem and affection. And they have brought together this rug, which they felt would be very suitable for your study, hoping that you will find it gives you a little comfort, a little more comfort and enjoyment in your latter days. So if you would accept this rug from the Sunday school and the teachers and helpers there.
Well, I appreciate this very much, and I think the children in our Sunday school know how much I love their affections for me. And I've often wondered why children show me the affection that they do, because I feel there's a big gap of age between us, and I thought perhaps I might not be very attractive to children and young girls and boys. I remember once when I was preaching at Bradford-on-Avon, when the children came home from their school to the tea at the anniversary, they all came up to me, and I was so pleased to see them with their smiling faces, and someone said to me, "The children gather round you like bees round a honey pot." But I never thought they would feel that attraction to me, really. But here and there are children who really show me very much affection, and sometimes write letters to me, and I always feel exceedingly tender towards them. I think we should be very tender towards the children and the young people, tender the way we speak to them, and the attitude they see in us in their impressionable days. Well, now, this is very, very nice. I'm very much afraid that it got round of the carpet in my study getting very ragged. And I think there must be something about it, because it is getting very ragged. And so this will meet the case very nicely indeed. And I thank you, children, boys and girls, and the young people, the Sunday school, and the teachers, very much indeed. Thank you very much.
Right.
Well, dear friends, it is joy, isn't it, to have these times of affection and love, of unity, as we've had here this afternoon. I would just mention that you may be interested on the little exhibition that we should have along here presently. You will see a photo which was taken fairly recently of all the members of our church and congregation who were here when Pastor came over 50 years ago and who have worshipped with us regularly throughout that period and are still with us today. There's 19, if you care to count them. There are also some other friends who were here when Pastor came, but through various reasons left the district, but are back with us at Forest Fold now. And we thank God for these dear friends. Perhaps I would just like to mention, as our brother Mr. Constable did, Mr. Littleton, a predecessor to our beloved pastor, was our pastor at Forest Fold for 53 years, and it is quite a record, we feel, to have had two pastors for such a long period. Before I announce our last hymn, there's a little verse I'd like to read that has been adapted from a recitation that was written when our pastor's 25th anniversary was remembered. And this is the last verse of that recitation. Thank God for so faithful a pastor. Thank God for the grace thus bestowed. Thank God for the love that has fostered these 50 blessed years of the road. I'm sure you will all be very interested to know, and we take this opportunity at this moment to thank those of you, and so many of you, who have sent donations by post to Mr. Barker to go toward our trust fund, Stanley Dell's trust fund. And the amount which has been collected before our gathering today, that is including the surplus money collected from Forest Fold after these gifts have been paid for and the other gifts that you've kindly sent, is £1,100. We know that some friends have expressed the wish that they would give the donation, that their symbol of their love to our pastor today, and the facilities have been made in boxes at the entrance door, which will be attended by one of our sidesmen for those of you who wish to take this opportunity. I have a note to read, a legal note, regarding this trust fund. We would like the friends to know that all the expenses of this memorable day are being borne by the Forest Fold General Fund, but that with regard to the trust fund, which the church and congregation at Forest Fold and our beloved pastor wish to be established, with the donations already received or to be received today or afterwards, I am requested to announce, following legal advice, that all the monies so given will be paid to trustees for the establishment of a charitable trust known as the Stanley Dells Trust, the objects of which will be strictly charitable in the legal sense. The first trustees will be nominated from among the persons who are the present trustees of the Forest Fold Chapel, Crowborough. And during Mr. Dell's lifetime, any new appointment of trustees will be subject to his approval. The administration of this charity will be at the discretion of the trustees, who will, of course, be aware of Mr. Dell's wishes during his lifetime. Now, after our hymn, we will ask our pastor to offer the benediction for us, after which the doxology will be sung, and then our brother, Mr. John Birch, has some further notices to read to you. And may we close our gathering this afternoon by singing hymn number 4 on the sheet. Immortal honours rest on Jesus' head, my God, my portion, and my living bread. In him I live, upon him cast my care. He saves from death, destruction, and despair. Hymn number 4.
Most blessed God, Eternal Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the source of all life and grace and love and holiness. We would adore thee. We would bless thy name. We would confess our unworthiness, plead the blood of Jesus, shelter under his cross, and look up to his glory. And we pray that all that has been right in thy sight may have thy blessing in it to us. Whatever has not honored thee, O Lord, we pray if it has been so, may be forgiven. May thy life be in our hearts, thy love in our affections, thy light in our understanding, and thy glory in our view. We pray, O Lord, that thou wilt watch over each one in the journeys homeward today, and with one heart and voice we do give thanks to thee for every blessing and every favour that has come to us through Jesus Christ and his most precious blood. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion and the fellowship of God the Holy Spirit rest upon us all. Amen.
God, from whom all blessings flow, praise ye his creatures here below, praise him above, ye heavenly host, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.